Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shinnin Tes, the halacha of Dalet Amos and Shus Rabin, Siman Gimel, this is on page 404, Reish Beis Amar Beis. Says the Mechaber, Mutalu La'odam, it's permitted for a person lacquer chayfitz from Shus Rabin to pick up an object from the Shus Rabin, from the public domain, but litner lechaver she'etzloi, and to give it to his friend who's near him, betwech arba amoisub, within his Dalet Amos. The chaver lechaver she'etzloi, and his friend to the friend that's next to him, as you continue to daf Reish Gimel Amar Aleph. Even though the object is going to go many mil in Rosh Hashanah, as long as it doesn't go out from his tchum. Says Mechab. Some say this is forbidden. Says Ramav. Says Mishbur Siv Katan Yud. That's permitted for a person to pick up an object from Rosh Hashanah, give it to his friend, his friend to his friend, and so on and so forth. The Avogav look on Sefei, so although later on Sefei it's brought to Odom Echad Asal Hilachibitz Bachas Bachas Marba Amos, that one person is forbidden to transport an object less than Dalar Amos at a time, because the Shema may be, Yabarena Arba Amos Vavazach, it might come to carry Dalar Amos in one shot. Hach over here, Kimichu Al Yidei Harbib Me Odom, since it's through many different people. Shekal Echad Ein Amoylach Kim Bachas Marba Amos, that each one is not transporting but less than Dalar Amos. Avda Adei Kulam, even though through all of them, Nistalt Lachibitz Shetach Rab, the object is being moved a large area. Less than we're not bothered with that. Sivkan Yeralv. Bovar actually it's in the as long as not taking out of his tchum pirish. But yet it's a chivitz. Sheishli balam. You shouldn't take out an object that has an owner mitchum shaloi from its halachic boundary. That is mimakam shikana shvisa from the place where it acquired its Shabbos residence. I know that is b'makam shabalav kana shvisa sham, the place where its owner acquired its Shabbos residence over there. And again, if that's the case, obviously it's not precise when saying it, even if it goes 100 mil, because 2,000 amos is the tchum. Or it's talking about ownerless objects, they don't have an owner. They don't acquire halachic Shabbos residence. Therefore, you could carry it as far as you want to. Because of Chen right, the boy that you need Shalais Gabin Shum Adam, that it has to be that no a single person should have a mind, Liskas Ben Magba Asan, to acquire it when they lift it up. The Niskabin Liskas Ben, because if he intends to acquire with it, then it's limited to how far the Tchum is from the one who merits it. Sivkon Yud Beis, Benen Mechab Ebrot, Vyesh Mesha Aisir. There are those that say that this is forbidden. Well, they are according to this opinion, Avim Magam Shetir Latata Pachas Narba Amas, even the place where they're permitted to move something less than Dalar Amas, Kugoin, Meshech Shekhle Baderech, someone that, you know, was traveling and then it became Shabbos, where Hamuska Besimarish Samachbov, Sibzayan mentioned Simarish Samachbov, there's a lot of carry less than Dalar Amas at a time, stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. Maybe my Sitrilno, by some of the fine Trilno, Hamuska that's mentioned with Simishin Alps of Membez, Adikama Anoshim Aser, but through many people, it's actually forbidden, because that's what you're doing here, going less than Dalar Amos, passing in someone else less than Dalar Amos. It's worse, because it's very disgraceful for Shabbos, seeing many people carrying something throughout Rosh Hashanah. Sivkon Yod Gimel, Ramos says, V'ayin le'el simet shenalv, which Lem, what it means to say is, the Shom Sosem HaMechaber, there the Mechaber is, says, unspecifically, K'dei ha'rid shayin l'hakol. Like the first opinion, which is the more lenient ones, and he doesn't bring the second opinion. For something that's just an optional thing, it's good to be concerned with the opinion that says it's forbidden. This that the mechaber permits ha'ilocha transporting out the harbor of the other through many people. In the moil, it's not effective. Kim lin ha'ilocha b'shus rama b'kamlas. Only regarding transporting in the shus rama or the kamlas. That doesn't let you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Kamlis. Okay, and therefore, Yofa Isim Isa Kilis B'Shabbos. It's not good what some communities do on Shabbos. And Isim Sevet Torah Basic Ness is that they give a Sevet Torah to the Shul, Baholchem Derech Rechayim, and they go through the street, Shal Kapan Kamlis, which at least a Kamlis, are they a shot to Mechel Echavere by passing it from one person to the next, B'Pachas Marba Amos, less than Dalar Amos at a time. But Isim Isra, and they do a prohibition, but Mashu Mitzim and Abaisal Rechayim. Problem is, when you take it out of the house to the street, the Lazel Lemahane Ashat, that doesn't help that you're passing, because that is prohibited. The Sharatin Oizidal says, look at Evan Oiza that writes, a takana to be lenient by the fact that one person is doing that kira picking it up, and the other one's doing the hanacha putting it down. That is, the one who's standing on the inside stretched out to save her territory to the one on the outside. And the second one takes from his hand, where the first one's doing only that kira, and come to exclude that he shouldn't put it into the other guy's hand, if that would be the case, the first guy would be doing the kira and the anocha. But the Beis Meir disagrees on him, and he says forbidden even in such a way. Look over there. It says Mishpura further, he says, b'tah, look at the Tasha right there. His opinion is, the Afa de Akum, even through a non-Jew, it's prohibited to take the Sevatar out of the house. Regarding circumcision, which the Dirsha 8 brings, the Dir he writes, that it's forbidden to bring the child, the baby, to the shul through a courtyard that there's no Erev, even through a non-Jew. Because since you could circumcise him in the house, and many times you circumcise him in the house when it's too cold to take him out, if the knife is in a different courtyard that there's no Erev, and you have to take the baby out from the house to the knife, then you're allowed to do it through a non-Jew because you're not carrying through a Rishus Ram. Rav Yehi writes that it's better that a non-Jew should bring the knife to the baby, because if you bring the baby to the knife, after the meal you have to bring the baby back to the mother, then you're going to violate again on the rabbinic prohibition, which is not the case. If you bring the knife to the baby, so you could just leave it there until after Shabbos. Mishabru over there in the Be'alacha writes that regarding Mila, in a way that's not possible any other way, if you weren't negligent, that you couldn't have prepared it from before Shabbos, let it take out the baby or the knife through a non-Jew, even through a biblical Rishus Ram. However, if it was negligent, that you could have brought it from before Shabbos to the appropriate place, then you let it bring it through a non-Jew only through a Carmelist, where the Issa is only Midraban.
Sifdal says, Mechaba, Hoyishnaim. If there are two people, some of this person's ama overlaps with this person's amas. We're totally between the two of them. You have a total of six amas, so two amas overlap. So they could come, and they could eat together in the middle. As long as each one doesn't carry out of his dalad amas into the other person's dalad amas, so it's like a Venn diagram. It's mixed in the middle. Now, if there was three people, the middle one overlaps with the two on his sides. Like between the two outer ones, it's shmoyin amas, eight amas. So the middle one is permitted with each one of the ones on the outsides. With whatever the dal and his dal amas is absorbed in theirs. But the two outer ones are forbidden one with the other. It says, Mishpura Sivkot and Yadal. If there were two people, with some of their amas overlapping, one of them has food, and it's placed by him in the beginning of his dalar amas. The other one also has food, and it's in the beginning of his dalar amas on the other side. And between them, there's a gap of six amas. It comes out the secondary two amas of each one of them is overlapping one with the other. Bring the food in the middle of those two middle amas, shemadayim b'toch haba amas shekolech v'echad, which is still within the four amas of each and every single one of them, which is Sharet Zion, ois tezvav, brings. He says that's how it seems to explain the words of Shulchan Aruch according to the simple understanding. They were not talking about here when it went out of the tchum, and only by every single person regarding moving dalad amas and Rishus Ram, which he quotes this from the Rambam. So it's a tzorachin on the Tzitz Shabbos. He explains the words of Shulchan Aruch regarding Yosel Chutz Tchum. There's not talking about that here at all, which there is a halacha. There are also dalad amas there, but that's not what he's talking about here. Sivkan Tezvav. So if you have three people, and v'emtzayim uvel beinayim, and the middle one is absorbed between them, he's standing in the middle of the eight amas, and he has food by him, that his dal amas is absorbed in the two of them, if he wants, he can move it, two amas on this side, two amas on that side, that's right, that the middle one is permitted with each one on his outside, which says, the same thing is, that he could carry to one side all the dal amas. It's just that then he cannot carry to the second side at all. And when he wants to eat with two of them, by default, he has to carry only some with this one and some with this with that one. Yeah, Alacha, the Ramaschal, the Litnai, which we referenced. So look at Mishbrua Sivkot Yud Gimel, or wrote in the name of the Taz, that his opinion is it's forbidden to carry out a sefer Torah from Shus Yachad or Karmelis, even through a non-Jew, because it's a mitzvah over there. So it's difficult is because it's a shvus to shvus, it's a mitzvah. It's telling a non-Jew to do istri rabbanon for a mitzvah purpose. So it seemed the Taz going to Shaitasa that he holds in Simishin Zayin at the end of Sivkat Dal that they did not permit through a non-Jew only to bring through a Chatzah that there's no Erim, but not through a Karmelist, because that could come to be confused with the Shusaram. Look over there. But according to what the Eli Rabbi writes over there, in many places when it's permitted, even the Karmelist, which recorded within the Be'al Lach, look over there. So Mela would be permitted even over here. So you could give it to your friend who gives to his friend and so on and so forth. From this wording, it sounds like that specifically through many people that each one is transporting less than dollar amas. Primogodim Simri Samagvav sounds like that he holds it. Even through two people, it's also permitted. That is, one person goes from the beginning less than dollar amas, gives it to his friend who goes less than dollar amas, and he goes, takes from him, and so on and so forth. Ad infinitum, that would also be. But the Be'al Lacha continues, but I don't know where he gets this from, because it's possible, because since this person already transports many times less than dollar amas, it's including Gezeitz Chazal that they said forbidden to transport less than dollar amas at a time, unless if someone got stuck on the road at nighttime, which is brought in Simri Shemagbob. So he wonders we who would be able to extrapolate that from. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 9, Sharatin had referenced the Ebn Ezer that writes that Takana to be linked to this, with one does the Q, one does the Hanach. This chapter is brought in Ebn Ezer, that's Lashatas later on, Sibishin and Beis, that he disagrees on the Ramova, then he permits for someone that's standing in Rosh Yachin, and an object rolls out of his hand to a Karmelist, but still one side of the object is in his hand, that he's permitted to bring back the object to himself, because anything that's Issim Drabbanan, they were not Gezer on the Karmelist. And Mishbur brings his words over there in the Sharatzin over there, and the same thing is regarding Ze'oik V'Zemaniach, which Issim Drabbanan, one person during Q, one during the Anocha, it's permitted in the Karmelist, but that's the case, it's permitted to do this even without engaging the Mitzvah. However, also according to our mother, if it says forbidden over there, however, in this situation in front of us, you could permit, because since it's engaged in Mitzvah, we need to save a territory to read from. Now, in continuation of his words, the Ebn Elazar adds on another foundation for this hatter, and he writes, you know, someone who's standing inside should wait a little bit, the child that's in his hand, before the second one takes it. But then, according to Tesis, considered his hand as a makom ptur, that's what the Matir Ephraim quotes this Eitzah. Also, the Ebn Elazar writes that there's another remedy, how to bring the baby or the Sefer Torah to the shul, and that is that you have the non-Jew in front of the opening of the house, in front of the opening of the shul, barrels that are higher than 3 tvachim, but less than 10 tvachim. The width is less than 4 tvachim, where the place that's on top of them is a makom ptur. And you take out the baby from the house and you put it onto the barrels that's by him, and then you take him in and then you bring it out up until the opening of the Pesach of the shul, and you put him over there on the barrels, and then with the barrels you bring him to the shul. And the smach for this to be permitted in such a way is based on the placement. You allow the transfer through rabbinic domains. The words of Ebn Ezer also l'shutasa that he writes in Simish and Shemem Heis of Yutez, that a kli that its height is more than 3 tvachim and less than 10 tvachim, and the width is less than 4 tvachim, it's in Rosh Hashem or Kamalus, has a lacha makom tur. Or the Mr. Brewer over there, Sharatzian, that a kli that's in Rosh Hashem or Kamalus is bottled to Rosh Hashem over there, and Allah has a lacha like the Rosh that he's standing in, and therefore he doesn't quote this this remedy. This number 10. What you see from the words of Mishnah Berurah that he explains that this is forbidden for each one of them to carry out from his dalal amas into his friends. It's permitted only to eat together the two amas that's in the middle that's shared between them. It's only in such a situation that these things, these food items, are placed in the beginning of his dalal amas. Then, if we bring it into the two outer amas of his friend, then we'd be taking out of his dalal amas. Now, but Pshuta, just that he has to explain like this, it doesn't explain very simply that it's Issa to carry out from his Dalai Amas, is because he holds that there's no Israel Abundant to carry out from Dalai Amas that he's Shavas in, and therefore he explains about Shachnach simply that the Issa is because you're moving it more than Dalai Amas, which disagrees on the Chaznish that's brought in Sivkat Al. Sharatzin writes that if three people are residing one near the other, and from his Dalai Amas to the middle one, it hovers two amas with the dalal amas of his friend that's on this side, and the two other amas that hovers with the dalal amas of his friend on the other side. If he moves, the middle one moves from, if he moves this middle one to one side, then he cannot carry to the other side at all. Well, the Shatas, you have to say that the reason for the Issa regarding this is because it's forbidden to carry two times less than dalal amas, as Brun Shachanach later on said, hey, what do you have to look into, because he could carry to the second side by passing it to his friend, as Brun Shachanach in Sif Gimel. The horse and the comments to Shein Halachas at the end of the Sefer writes, it also according to Mishbri, yet he could explain that there's an Issa Drabbanan not to carry out from the Dalai Lamas that he's residing in. And therefore, if he moves Dalai Lamas to one side, he's not allowed to carry them to the other side at all. And this is Mishbri writes that the words Shachnar were said when the food items are placed in the beginning with Dalai Lamas. You have to say that he just says it because of Lashon Gemara, but it's Lav Davka, and it remains for the Tzarchin on this.